From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only path to peace. Speaking at a White House news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said he's also looked at a one-state solution and would be happy with the one acceptable to both parties.
I thought for a while the two-state looked like it may be the easier of the two. But honestly, if Bibi and if the Palestinians, if Israel and the Palestinians are happy, I'm happy with the one they like the best.
Mr. Netanyahu said the Palestinians remain an obstacle to peace.
The persistent Palestinian refusal to recognize a Jewish state in any boundary, this persistent rejectionism, that's the reason we don't have peace.
But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed his support of the two-state solution, ending Israeli occupation and establishing a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
The Palestinians, compared to where they were, have made huge concessions in terms of what's their bottom line, not a defeat of Israel, not return to 1948, to take 23% of Palestine, call it a state, and leave it at that. So the ingredients have been there.
Mr. Trump also called on Mr. Netanyahu to pull back on Jewish settlements in the occupied territories. 6 years after an uprising that brought down longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi, Libyan factions in Cairo Wednesday agreed on an Egyptian-mediated roadmap toward unity. But two leaders, Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj of the Unity Government and Khalifa Haftar, military commander loyal to the Eastern Administration, failed to meet. They did agree to form a joint committee. This is VOA News.